Music, informative news, and local information. Your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO. AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. I'm joined by Israel Lormer tonight. We're live at Binghamton University, the event center. Already you can feel the atmosphere building in here, Izzy. It's great to have you along.
Oh, it's great to be here. I love doing these games. Glad it's that time of the year.
I want to welcome you into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Of course, Butler has over 150 vehicles at two locations, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. Our first game tonight, the Delhi Boys against the UV Boys. And don't turn that dial because we'll have the girls' game coming up around 8 o'clock, which will be BG and Unitigo. So just a full night ahead here. This is going to be great.
Two great matchups, obviously two of the better teams in both the guys' division and the girls' division. Rematch of the championship game 2 years ago where Delhi won. A lot of the guys that are on the UB team were sophomores at the time. Now they're seniors, and I'm sure they want a little revenge.
Yeah, that was an unexpected trip to the championship that year for them, but great experience. And, you know, Coach Osborne, in talking to him, and we'll have an interview here with him in just a minute on our pregame show, he said, you know, that was earlier than they expected, and it was great experience for their sectional championship run last year.
Yeah, and you never know, because then last year they didn't make it to the final,
right,
and then they end up winning the section. So a lot of different things can happen in a league championship, which is basically a tune-up for the tournament, which starts next week.
And guess who knocked them off in the semifinals on pretty much a buzzer beater last year? The Delhi Bulldogs. So a lot of history between these two teams in the recent, you know, last couple, three, 4 years. So two teams that really get after it on defense. I think a lot of people will remember this from their regular season battle. The halftime score was 10-9. I mean, it was unbelievable.
I got to tell you, I don't expect to see a 10-9 score at halftime, maybe at the end of the first quarter, but I don't think that you're going to see that again tonight.
Yeah, that was kind of a freak occurrence, but just showed that both teams love the game plan, love to get after it, and it's going to be a lot of fun here tonight. We'll take a break. We'll come back here on the Butler Auto pregame show. We'll hear from UV Boys head coach Matt Osborne, and then we'll bring it back to the BU Event Center. The MAC Championships, the girls tip at 8 o'clock. The boys are at 6 o'clock. Delhi and UV is first. For Israel Lormer, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back on WCDO.
Butler Auto Sales in Sydney is growing, so we've increased inventory, service appointments, and our rental fleet to meet demand in 2019. We have two lots packed with over 150 vehicles. We're confident you'll find what you're looking for. Whether it's a heavy-duty truck or a fuel-efficient hybrid, Butler Auto Sales will get you financed. Our wide range of financing plans fit all budgets and all credit situations, and you can even apply online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. We've also added text to our top-notch service department. Snow tires, alignments, brakes, shocks, any repair at all. Butler is prepared to take care of it in a timely manner. Call 563-1522 for an appointment. And if you need a rental, we've expanded our clean, late-model rental fleet. Our rentals are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage. Let's face it, folks, no one has an inventory like Butler Auto Sales. So stop by Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Check out our huge inventory online at butlerautosales.com.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Boys MAC Basketball Championship. Unadilla Valley taking on Delhi at Binghamton University. Nate Law with you on WCDO Sports. We're joined now by the head coach of the UV Storm, Matt Osborne. Coach, good luck in this game, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
First off, let's talk about your semifinal victory over the Green Trojan. You go back to Green, a place where you had your only league loss this year, early in the year, and you get some redemption. Can you talk about what that felt like for you and your team?
Yeah, I thought we really let one slip away. We were up 16 with about a minute and a half left in the third, and we didn't score a point for like 9.5 minutes, which is pretty uncharacteristic of us. And we used it as a little bit of a revenge factor. We knew we let that one slip away, and it came back to kind of bite us a little bit when we didn't get the number one seed and have a home game. So we went down there with a pretty confident mindset that we could play with them. We just needed to finish the game, and we played pretty steady throughout the game. Our defense was solid, and our rebounding was good. Levi was really strong inside, and Andrew controlled the tempo and the offense with his ball handling.
Now a rematch with Delhi, a game that you won earlier in the year, in a very close game. Talked to Coach Warren Kelly about this as well. One of the most unique halftime scores I think I've heard this year in 10-9. Can you just talk about that game, the flow that it had, and the defense that both teams played in the regular season?
Yeah, it was a tough game. It was a very physical game. They were coming out and trapping Jackson right away to get the ball out of his hands. We didn't move the ball very well. We were kind of stagnant. We weren't strong with the ball, and they were very aggressive, trapping us and trying to turn us over. And I also had Andrew and Levi were in foul trouble early on the first half, so they sat the last minute and a half on the bench. So we had trouble scoring. They had trouble scoring. We both played aggressive, good defense, and we rebounded the ball pretty well. It was just two good teams going at it for the first half. The second half, we were able to get out and run a little bit. We got some baskets in transition, and we got some clutch baskets from Wyatt Gray, and Cameron Osborne had a couple clutch baskets down the stretch, and we made our free throws, and they started following us.
Now, this group that you have this year is a lot of the core that's back from your Section 4 Class C championship win a year ago, but it's been a while since UV has won the MAC championship. Is this something on the checklist that this group of young guys has put down that they want to try to bring home this year?
Yeah, we set some pretty lofty goals 3 or 4 at the beginning of the season. We felt like we let one slip away at UV in the semifinal last year against Delhi. We had a one-point lead with about 7 seconds left, and we didn't get back on defense, and they scored a layup with about 1 second left. So I think that's still in the back of our minds, that we had some unfinished business to do. We always set the goal of winning your league championship as one of the pretty lofty goals, and these seniors are pretty focused on doing that. They're great leaders, they're great kids, and they work hard every day, and they're pretty coachable. So it's something that we're looking forward to.
You've had this group, especially Andrew Jackson, for the last couple of years. I mean, Drew came up in his ninth grade year. Is it sinking in at all that this run is only a few weeks away from ending, even if you win all the way, and just how special your time has been with these guys?
Yeah, when we had senior night last week with Oxford, it was a little teary-eyed for me. You get pretty close to kids after having them for 3 years, all three of them for at least 3 years, and Andrew for 4 years. I'm talking about Wyatt, Levi, and Andrew. We kind of set our goals way back when they were younger that we knew we needed to move them up and get them experience. We took a lot of lumps when they were sophomores. Actually, we made it to the MAC championship game when they were sophomores against Delhi at Delhi Tech. Just came up short, but that was a great experience for us, and I think that helped us last year. And believe it or not, it was a good loss for us against Delhi in the semifinal, because we refocused after that, and that's when we went on a great run to win the sectional title. This has been probably the greatest group that I've ever had at that age. I've never moved three guys up as sophomores and made them the core of a team for so long. But they've battled. They've been through lots of battles. They've been through the ups and downs, and they're good kids with good positive attitudes, and they're fun to coach.
Our last question here with UV Boys head coach Matt Osborne. Coach, I know there's a lot of things you'll be focusing on in this game, but if you had to tell your guys, you know, one or two things that will be very important when you go up against Delhi, what those would be?
Well, we just got out of practice, so I told them we have to defend and rebound like we did there, and just limit them to one shot, keep them out of the paint, not get in foul trouble. We need to score more than 40 points. Our defense has been pretty stellar all year. We're holding teams to around 40, 43 points a game. That's pretty good. If we hold teams to that number, we should be able to win. So hopefully our offense is clicking. We had great, great balance last night when we had four guys in double digits and Cameron had nine. So that's what we're looking for. Other guys need to step up and put the ball in the basket when they double team Levi or Andrew and distribute the ball. I think it's going to come down to defense and rebounding and probably foul shooting near the end.
Head coach of the Storm, Matt Osborne. Coach, thanks again and good luck in the championship game.
All right. Thank you, Nate.
Nate Lull, UV and Delhi in the MAC championship here on WCDO Sports.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household clean-out. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull, Israel Lorimer with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union. The Delhi boys and the UV boys and the MAC championship. We just heard from UV boys head coach Matt Osborne. We're down at Binghamton University at the Event Center. Great building to have this game, and I love it.
Oh, what a great atmosphere. If you've ever been here, it's great. You walk in, you're at ground level, and the floor is down below, so it feels like you're kind of going into a pit. It's beautiful. It's modern. They had it for the first time last year down here. Delhi was down here. I wonder if that is a factor for them. They've been in this locker room. They've played on this court. Team's a little bit different, which happens at high school, but they're in their third straight MAC championship with Coach Warren at the helm.
Yeah, it's kind of become a tradition for the Delhi boys the last couple of years, much like it is for the BG girls, and we'll talk a lot about that later on tonight. We have many special sponsors to thank for our coverage tonight. We couldn't be here without them, so we're going to be listing them off throughout tonight's game and saying thank you. They're not only supporting us, but they're supporting the student-athletes and the coaches, and all of these communities have really stepped up, so we appreciate their support. They include SFCU, Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center in Sydney, the Amphenol Corporation, of course, Bainbridge Coin Laundry, Friends of Cliff Crouch. Cliff is always a great supporter of local athletics. Bob's Diner in Bainbridge, as well as Payne's Cranes, Bainbridge Memorial Works, NBT Bank, and I know for this game in particular, the UV Booster Club, as well as the Delaware Academy Varsity Club, have been special sponsors for tonight's game. So we'll continue to talk about our special sponsors throughout the game, but again, without them, we wouldn't be here. Both teams are finishing up their starting lineups, and you wonder, you know, you're a coach, football coach at Bainbridge Guilford. What are you telling your guys in a big game like this when it's a little different than just the average game?
It is, but it isn't. You gotta get them over, like, you know, going back to that Hoosiers analogy, you bring them out on the floor and you say, hey, listen, basket's the same height, everything's at the same spot. What you don't want to do is do something out of your character. Obviously, these teams have been very successful. One league loss. They played a tough out of league schedule. They both, so you got 15-4 for the Bulldogs. They got 14-5 on Unadilla Valley, went out and played some big schools, B's and A's. they're ready for this, and you got to tell them that. That's what you say to them. We're ready for this moment. You just got to step up and play. You may have a moment or two where you got to take a timeout and settle them down, but that's part of it. Hey, to go back to what you're talking about, the special sponsors, as a coach, we really appreciate what CDO does for us and all those sponsors and supporting our kids, and especially you, Nate, with how you cover everything, whether it be by social media or on the radio. We really thank you for that. So thanks a lot, man.
Well, thank you. It's great to have all these schools and communities that are so supportive of opening the doors for us. It's a special thing. We're going to pause for the national anthem. When we come back, we will have the starting lineups for you. Delhi boys and UV in the MAC championship, and of course sectional starts next week. They could meet again. UV is the 4 seed, Delhi is the 5, so they could be seeing a lot of each other coming up.
They could, and they've seen a lot of each other, like you were just saying, and it's kind of becoming a rivalry. I'm really looking forward to this game. It's interesting to see how it plays out, obviously, with the Storm with their short bench. You get foul trouble, and their UV Storm are a little bit longer and a little bit bigger than Delhi, so it's going to be interesting to see.
Again, we'll pause for the national anthem, and we'll be back. It's the boys' MAC championship coming up here on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Matt's Auto of Otigo is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otigo on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otigo, 988-9264.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Time now for the starting lineup for the boys' MAC championship. Izzy's going to have the UB boys starters here.
Starting off with Drew Jackson, a senior number one, their go-to player for sure. 13, Levi Reifenberg, also a senior jumper. Can't wait to see him play. Maybe he'll stuff one down for us. Number 22, Wyatt Gray, also a senior. That's been their core for the last 3 years. Also starting Cameron Osborne, the coach's son, the sophomore. And number 11, Caleb Parker, rounding out the starting five.
Next up for Delaware Academy, they start with one of their defensive specialists, a junior, number 2, Tyler Bruce. He really gets after it. Then they start sophomore number 3, Logan Akins, one of their good time role players. His sophomore number 10, Alex Haight, he can fill it up, and a real good shooter from the outside. And speaking of good shooters, senior number 12, Connor Akins, he's been one of their big time scorers this year. The big man, 6'4", the junior number 40, Rich Lalash, for head coach Warren Kelly. And boy, Rich Lalash is going to have his hands full on the inside tonight with UV.
I was just thinking that. You're looking at Rick Lalash over here at 6'4", but over on this other side, 6'3", 6'3", 6'3". Where do you match up? And then who else matches up the way you go? Do you try some zone against them? That could be dangerous. The one thing we got to watch, and we talked about this on the way down, UV basically plays five guys.
They do.
So a lot of things can happen there. Fouls, something else could happen as well. So that could be a factor. We'll see how they come out as far as zone and man.
Ready to jump it up. UV is in the black uniforms with the purple trim, says Storm, and purple lettering across the front of the uniform. Delhi is in the whites with the maroon trim, says Bulldogs, and white lettering across the front of the chest. Here we go. Reifenberg wins the opening tip, and UV will start things off left to right. Andrew Jackson with the ball.
Looks like the Bulldogs are in man-to-man.
They'll go left side for Wyatt Gray in front of the Delhi bench. They go to Reifenberg, intercepted here by Connor Akins. He's going to take it down the floor. Can't get the layup to go. Hate with the rebound, and they'll say he stepped on the line, going back to UV. So we're scoreless 20 seconds in, an early steal, but Delhi can't convert.
Nice steal, though, on that wing pass, all fired up on defense. It'll be interesting to see if they can keep that height off the board down here.
Andrew Jackson to the left side of the floor. Logan Akins trying to guard him. He kicks one for Wyatt Gray. Splash for three in the corner from Wyatt Gray.
Very nice pass. He's wide open, deep set, bang.
3-0 lead for UV in the opening minute of the boys' MAC championship game here at Binghamton University tonight. We're glad to have you along on CDO. And here is Alex Haidt at the top of the key. Dancing around, looking to set up shop. They go to Logan Akins, now to Tyler Bruce. Gets around the screen to the high post. Wants to leave it back off for Connor Akins. Back to the top of the key for Bruce. 10 on the shot clock. Delhi will get to the left side. We'll have a double dribble. Akins picked up his dribble in a tough spot. Thought he got away with it for a minute. Right, it'll go back to UV.
Both teams in a man-to-man. Looks like Delhi's going to play a little two-man game out here, a little pick and roll on the wing.
Jackson will walk it across mid-floor, and guarding him for Delhi will be Logan Akins, the big assignment. Left side of the floor for Wyatt Gray. Gray picks up his dribble, goes right side for Caleb Parker. Now into the corner for Levi Reifenberg. Reifenberg will dribble it back out. UV taking their time, looking like they're trying to figure this one out so far. Now to Jackson. Baseline drive leaves it for Reifenberg. Tosses one up and gets a little roll around the basket to fall for Levi Reifenberg.
Second assist for Jackson so far tonight.
So a 5-0 lead for UV with 6.5 to go in the first quarter. Haidt will walk it up the floor for the Delhi Bulldogs across the big Binghamton University Bearcats logo. Haidt crossover, left side, leaves it for Bruce. Delhi looking for their first points of the night. Now they go to Logan Akins. Akins will leave it back off for Haidt. He's back up towards midcourt. Try to get some penetration. Pump fakes. Goes to Bruce in the corner. Dials up a three. This one's too strong. Rebound tipped there by Haidt, but lost control of it. UV with the rebound. Jackson down the floor to the right side for Parker. Parker goes back to Levi Reifenberg. He gets into the paint. Tosses one up. Circus shot won't go. Rebound for DA. They're looking to run. They got numbers. They'll go to the far side for Connor Akins. Akins will get to the high post, but he's fouled as he was sandwiched by two defenders. And we'll see who's going to be on. It'll be on Levi Reifenberg, his first, team's first, first foul of the game on either side.
That's going to be the big thing, is if Delhi can keep going to the basket, get them in some foul trouble, and see what their bench has got.
Delhi will inbound the basketball on the baseline, underneath the hoop. They go to Bruce. They try to feed it right to the interior for Connor Akins, intercepted by UV. Fast hands for the Storm. Jackson in transition, tries to slice one to the far side. Miscommunication with Parker, and it flies out of bounds back to the Bulldogs. 5:45 to go first quarter, a 5-0 lead in the first quarter of the championship game here at BU. UV on top, 5-0.
Delhi's had some good looks, they just haven't put the ball in yet.
They'll go to the high post now, looking for Akins. Logan lost it. Drew Jackson with another steal here as he comes away with it, and then he's fouled as he comes up the court. And we'll see who this is on. Looks like Ty Bruce. Looks like it could have been on either Logan Akins or Ty Bruce. Well, if they're going to give it to Bruce there, so his first.
I think they put that on Akins.
Did they?
Number three.
Okay. So we'll go with Akins. Both guys are right there on defense. And so UV will get it back. Second foul on Delhi as a team. They go to Gray, left side, dials up a three, dies on the front of the rim. Skying for a rebound is Tyler Bruce. Back across midcourt, left side. Pump fakes, dribble drives, takes it to the rim. Rejected out of there by Levi Reifenberg, and here comes UV. Back up the floor they come. Now for Reifenberg, he wants to take it to the rim. Sweet 360 spin, but his shot won't go, and he'll head to the line after he was fouled. 5:02 to go in the first quarter, a 5-0 lead for UV. So the foul on Alex Haidt, his first, and the team second here. So Reifenberg will go to the line. He was key in their semifinal win over Green earlier this week on Wednesday. gets the first shot to go. So Reifenberg with a quick 3 points. This is a great start for UV. They lead 6-0.
Exactly what they wanted.
Reifenberg settles in. Second shot coming. And he'll miss this one off the back of the rim. Gray for a rebound, but Lalash is able to wrestle it away from him. Here come the Bulldogs. Back up the floor, right to left. Haight across midfloor. Stops at the foul line. We'll work one to the far side for Tyler Bruce, but it was Logan Akins who traveled before he passed it off.
Very important for the Bulldogs to get a stop here and come up here and get a basket and just settle down a little bit.
Jackson will call over to head coach Matt Osborne, gets a quick word of advice, and now we'll come across midcourt. Again, UV leading 6-0. Nate Lull and Israel Lormer with you tonight on WCDO. 4:40 to go in the first quarter. Reifenberg will leave one off for Jackson. He's quickly double-teamed. They go back to Gray. Gray feeds one into the corner now for Parker. Parker, left side, picks up his dribble, goes back to Gray as we come up on 10 to go on the shot clock. Here's Jackson. Crossover move on the baseline. Pulls up, left it short. Rebound is loose, and DA comes away with it. They're looking to run, but the pass was too tall there for Alec Haight, who goes piling into the folding chairs on the side here where kind of courtside seats, but he appears to be okay. So 4:17 to go in the first. 6-0 lead for UV. Delhi still looking for their first points.
Yeah, it's going to be tough going go to the basket inside there. I think they need to get some fouls, but some pump fakes and different things like that because UV's so long.
Jackson is fouled on the left side of the floor. Let's see who this is on. Going to be on Logan Akins, his second. We're also going to be updating the Delaware League Championship games tonight as well as the Stack Girls. And at the half over at Delhi Tech tonight, the SK Girls are leading Stanford 25-18.
That's two on Logan Akins, so Luke Brannigan checks in.
Here's Jackson, who pulls up for three and buries it right in front of the Delhi bench. His first points of the night, and UV is up 9-0 with 4 minutes to go in the opening quarter.
Boy, the Bulldogs need a bucket.
Little drive here for Brannigan, who's fresh into the game. Tries a shot that goes wide to the left. Jackson with the rebound, and UV is looking to run. Gets across midcourt. Stops, has his pocket picked from behind. Ball is loose, both teams scrambling, and UV comes away with it. Reifenberg to the right side. Will now go down low here for Cameron Osborne. Back for Jackson, and he gets hammered as he tries to go up for the shot with 3.5 to go in the first. 9-0 lead for UV over Delhi. So the foul is going to be on Brannigan here for Delhi. And so UV will look to get the ball in with Wyatt Gray. He'll go to Reifenberg. He wants to put it up off the glass. And it was blocked out of there, and Delhi will come away with the ball. They trail 9-0. With 3:25 to go in the first quarter. They'll feed it down low for Rich Lalash. Blocked by Cameron Osborne. And boy, UV is playing some great defense to start this game.
Extremely long. They don't have anybody short out there, that's for sure. And four of them can really jump.
Storm with a 9-0 lead. Delhi with the ball on the baseline. They go to Tyler Bruce. Bruce will split two defenders. Finds Haight left side for three. Got it. Big time bucket for Alex Haight.
Man, do they need that.
9-3 the score, so if Delhi can survive, they still only find themselves down by 6, and now a traveling violation at midcourt here by Parker gives it back to Delhi, but the fans are starting to get into it.
That turnover is going to be on Parker, but that was not on him. That was not a good pass. Put him in a rough spot, and then he traveled with a good D by Bruce.
Delhi with the ball, trying to climb out of an early hole. They trail 9-3, and now we'll have a foul on Delhi underneath. It looks like on some sort of a push-off here.
Illegal screen on Lash. He just didn't quite have his feet set, or he just kept moving with the pick.
3 minutes to go in the first quarter. That's already five fouls as a team on Delhi.
That could be an issue.
Here's Jackson in the backcourt. Again, UV leads Delhi 9-3 in the Boys MAC Championship tonight from Binghamton University. Left side for Jackson, stripped from behind, and Brannigan's going to come away with it. Chance for a wide-open layup, and he missed it. Boy, he had some defenders coming in after him, but he just missed that layup, and then a jump ball on the rebound. Tough break there for the Bulldogs. Got to finish on those.
It was a nice pick. He leaks out, and he has a nice little easy layup there. Got to make those.
And so, that was
Haight with his first rebound already.
Underneath will be Brannigan trying to work the ball in. Brannigan goes to Ty Bruce on the right side of the floor. Bruce with a good fake gets into the paint, works one for Brannigan in the corner, spots up for three, too strong, and a rebound is loose. And flies out of bounds. It'll stay with DA. A good chance to, again, thank some of our special sponsors tonight, including NBT Bank, the BG Booster Club, the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, Easy Fill Propane Pump Station, as well as Floorful Janitorial Services and Sportsfield Specialties. Delhi will get the ball in. They trail 9-3 late in the first quarter with 2.5 left. Alex Haight will get to the foul line, wants to toss it up, knocked out of his hands and then off the hands of Wyatt Gray, so it'll stay here in Bulldogs territory. So Brannigan will look to work it in. Brannigan on the baseline. We'll go to Ty Bruce. They'll work it to the interior for Brannigan. Back out for Connor Akins. Akins will step back. Set up the offense here. Coming up on 15 to go on the shot clock. Here is Bruce to the high post for Haight. Pull up jumper. Died on the front of the rim. Brannigan with a rebound and he's fouled. Good position and good hard work by Brannigan to work his way inside. And that one's going to be on Reifenberg, which is his second, I believe, here is.
That's going to be a big development right there.
We said earlier that UB doesn't go to the bench much, and Reifenberg with two fouls in the first quarter, they'll leave him in. That's what they've done all season, but he'll have to be very careful. Mike Griswold will get the ball in the corner here for Delhi. Brannigan will work it back out. Akins with a three on the left side. It's too strong. Ball is loose. Osborne with a rebound. Outlet pass to Jackson. Here come the Storm. UV leads 9-3 with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Here is Reifenberg, now finds Wyatt Gray on the right side. Tries to feed one to Jackson, lost it. It was kind of a sloppy pass, and then we'll have a whistle in the backcourt. Going to be a foul on Cameron Osborne. So first foul on Osborne. So the fouls are starting to even out a little bit here.
Delhi is playing great defense right now. They just got to settle down a little on the offensive end here. Might be a good time for a timeout, or is he trying to get to the quarter? They just need to settle down a little bit. They're right in this game. They're playing great defense up there.
Diego Aguirre will come into the ball game here for DA, as well as A.J. Oxtakalnis. He's in for the Bulldogs. Haight for the straightaway three. Buried it. Boy, ice in his veins on that one. And Alex Haight cuts this to a 9-6 game. Believe it or not, Delhi is in this one, folks.
It's one of those, if you were to not look at the scoreboard, you'd think it wouldn't be a three-point game at all.
Here's Jackson on the Bearcats logo at midcourt as we come up on 90 seconds to go in the first quarter. Wyatt Gray gets off a screen, pumps it down low for Osborne on the right low block. Good pump fake and then finishes it off. Good bucket there by Osborne. He's got 2 points. UB leads 11-6. Cross midcourt for Griswold. He goes to the left side for Alex Haight. Haight to the foul line. Avoids the defender, leaves it for Griswold in the corner. Griswold back to Haight. He's at the right elbow, pump fakes, tries to leave it off. It was kicked out of bounds by Reifenberg. It'll stay with DA with 1:03 to go in the opening quarter. Nate Lull and Israel Lormer with you on WCDO tonight. Jim Tomeo's back in our Sydney Main Street studios. He's our in-game producer, and UB going to the bench now. As Timmy Postma, the sophomore, comes in, Reifenberg's going to get a breather. I like this call here by Matt Osborne.
Especially in the first quarter. You cannot have him get a third. Not in the first quarter.
Delhi gets it back to Brannigan. 1 minute to go in the first quarter. UB leads 11-6. Brannigan right side picks up his dribble. Bounce pass to Griswold, far side. Griswold will go back to Brannigan. 5 on the shot clock. He's going to have to toss one up. Gets down low and is fouled. Great work by Brannigan late in the shot clock to draw that contact.
I think that might be 2 on Cameron Osborne.
So we'll see who this one's on. Yeah. So 2 on Osborne, 2 on Reifenberg, and UB is going to go to the bench again.
Here's what we talked about in the league. They only have 14 fouls, but they're on 2 guys, so they're in trouble, especially when it's still in the first quarter.
Great job by Brannigan. I mean, he had to know that he had to get to the basket there, and UB knew that he was running out of time, but he was still able to draw that contact. So the first shot by Brannigan is up and good. Following in his older brother's footsteps, Ben Brannigan, who was a standout a couple of years ago for DA on that championship team that defeated UV. That game was up at SUNY Delhi. You were on the call with me. We were reminiscing about that. Second shot for Brannigan won't go. Rebound here. Brannigan gets it back left side at the left low block, and they'll look to work it back out. Here's Connor Akins at the top of the key, down to 35 seconds to go in the first quarter. UV leads Delhi 11-7.
Shot clock's just in about 8 seconds off.
They try to go to the high post, now working it back out for Griswold. Griswold for Connor Akins, deep three, college range, won't go down. Rebound for Caleb Parker, and now UV can play for the last shot with 15 seconds left. Jackson at midcourt. Jackson will work it across the timeline. Being patient, down to 8 seconds, waiting for his move, gets a screen, instead tries an NBA three, won't go. Ball out of bounds with 2 seconds left. That one was super deep.
They were both long shots. That one was really long. I think he was on the end of the Binghamton logo here.
Delhi trying to toss up a half-court shot from Akins, and it won't go. One quarter in the books. Unadilla Valley, the boys leading Delhi 11-7. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Start of the second quarter, live from Binghamton University tonight. UV boys leading Delhi 11-7. Nate Lull and Israel Lormer with you tonight.
Coach Osborne stays with his subs, keeps the two guys with foul trouble, Osborne and Reichenberg, on the bench.
Here's Parker. He can shoot that three. Instead, he pump fakes, shuffles his feet, and gives it back to DA on the travel. Want to recognize our special sponsors tonight, including RC Sales in Sydney, Pine Ridge Grocery, Butler Auto, of course, a proud sponsor of our pregame show, as well as Shandela Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Left side of the floor now for Luke Brannigan. Now to the top of the key. They'll work it around for Akins on the right side as Delhi goes right to left. Akins with a drive, still looking for his first points of the game. Will dish one off. Griswold in the corner, an air ball, and Gray is there for a rebound for UV. Back up the floor for the Storm with 7:15 to go in the second quarter. It's UV 11, Delhi 7. Jackson will go to Wyatt Gray. Gray will feed it right back to Jackson, tries to establish himself in the low post, and he's fouled. And one of the Delhi players is down on the floor, I believe. Is this Ty Bruce? Can't tell from the angle we're at here. We're right down courtside tonight at the event center, and a lot of crashing and banging down there. And Coach Warren Kelly has come out to, we believe it's Ty Bruce down. No, Ty Bruce is over on the bench, so I'm not sure who the player is.
I think it's Brannigan. I think that was the foul. He got called on the foul. He was in that mix, and I think he might have turned his ankle playing D.
Well, Brannigan is standing there, so I'm not sure. We're not sure who is on the floor here. We don't have a great angle on it, and Coach Kelly is out. So we're going to take a 30-second break here with UV leading 11-7, 7:10 to go in the second quarter. We'll be back on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Back out of the injury timeout, it was Dan Rolfe who was down for Delaware Academy, and he's just checked into the game. We'll hope that he's okay, so he gets a sub. Appears to be all right, but there was just a lot of bodies flying down there, and Jackson was fouled, and the foul was on Brannigan. So Jackson to the line, first shot is up and good. Of course, Drew is going to be heading to the University of Rochester next year. He's committed to play ball there. Great student as well yesterday. I want to talk a little bit more about that as we go. Has a 104 average. Jackson gets his second shot to go, and he's not taking cupcake classes either. So
if you got a 104 average, that's college class.
Yes, so he's a very good student as well. UV leads 13-7, 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. Into the corner now for Aguirre, back out for Brannigan, feeds it into the corner for Ty Bruce. Brannigan wants to take it to the rim here, pulls up, his shot is short, tried to kiss it off the glass, and it wouldn't go. UV will bring it back up the floor with Jackson with 6:45 to go in the second quarter. The Storm leading the Bulldogs 13-7. Thanks for spending your Friday night with us here, folks. It's an exciting one. There's a lot going on locally. Have an update on the girls' Delaware League Championship for you at the next break as well. Jackson, a turnaround shot off the back of the rim. Too strong. Rebound for Alex Haight. And Haight will sprint up the floor. Haight will get into the paint. Wants to take it to the rim. Left it short. Rebound for Gray. Gray rips it away. But now we'll go back out to Jackson. Feeds it ahead here. And we'll have a foul on Ty Bruce as Dylan Nichols was shot out of a cannon down the floor. Bruce got back and hustled, but reached in and got the foul. So that's his first.
That's going to put the Storm in the bonus, 1-1.
Yeah, 17 fouls on Delhi. There's four on UV as a team.
And so Danny Nichols will head to the line for a 1-1.
Yeah, so Nichols will step in. And, you know, we've talked about it a lot here, but UV has not been afraid to use the bench tonight. We haven't seen that always this year. Nichols can't get the first one to go. Jackson doing the work of a man. Grabs that rebound. Back out for Gray. His three ball off the right side of the rim. Won't go down. Ball out of bounds. Going to go back to DA. And a foul underneath. Going to be on Nichols of UV.
Danny Nichols is putting some good minutes in for him. So is Postma.
And so Bulldogs will bring it back up the floor. Here is Alex Haight, who really, you know, when they were down 9-0, he was the one that got the spark started. They go to Ty Bruce at the top of the key, leaving it for Brannigan. Brannigan back to Bruce. Runs off a screen. Goes for Akins at the top of the key. Steps back, and his three just won't fall. He can't get anything to go. Ball ricochets out of bounds and back to the Storm. And they got to try to find a way to just keep him shooting.
I'll tell you what, Nate. He's got to keep shooting because they're not going to win this game if he doesn't hit shots. It's just not going to happen.
5:50 to go in the second quarter. Ball actually went out of bounds and rolled all the way down one of the long tunnels towards the locker room. So
Delhi's going to go a little man-to-man pressure here. Full court.
That's one of their signatures. They love to trap you. They love to get in your face, and they have the guards to do it. UV handles it this time. They go into the corner for Nichols. Skips across the top of the defense. A wary pass, but somehow Jackson scoops it up. Tries a runner in the lane. It's short, and here comes DA off the rebound. Across midcourt. And here is Brannigan. We'll leave it for Alex Haight. He works his way out of a double team in front of the UV bench. Now goes back up to the Bearcats logo at midcourt. UV leads 13-7. The boys' MAC championship tonight here at Binghamton University. Top of the key now for Brannigan. Brannigan with 15 on the shot clock. Gets into the paint. Stops. Goes to the left side for Bruce. Little up and under. Doesn't pull the trigger. Down to 8 on the shot clock. Back out for Brannigan. Left side. Takes his man to the rim. And he's fouled by Wyatt Gray.
He's done that twice. He's done a really nice job deep in that shot clock. Go to the rim, get the foul, get to the line.
Brannigan to the line, and, you know, since he came off the bench earlier, he has had a big-time motor, and he's really put in some big-time minutes here.
Yes, he has. He's done a really nice job. Two rebounds as well.
So Brannigan will step to the line. First shot, no good. Rolls out. Second shot coming. With 5:07 to go in the second quarter, it's UV 13 at Delhi 7 here at the Event Center at Binghamton University. So Brannigan settling for the second shot. In a close game, all these matter. Brannigan gets this one to go. So Brannigan now with 2 points. And it's 13-8, so you have Alex Haight with 6 points leading the way for Delhi. And Andrew Jackson with 5 points for UV to lead them. And the ball knocked out of bounds here. Jackson was trying to go to the left side. Nobody was there for the pass, and UV is going to take a timeout. We'll step away with 4:57 to go, second quarter. UV leading 13-8. We'll be back on WCDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Just an update from the girls' stack championship game. Norwich is ahead of Owego 26-15. That game features two top five teams in the state in Class B, so that's a great game. We'll try to keep you updated on that. Out of the timeout, ball will get worked inside. A jump ball as Lalage got tied up with Postma. And the whistle, or the arrow, I should say, will keep it here with Delhi. You have some stats for us, here.
Yes, I do. Nice tip by Wyatt Gray on that play right there. Alex Haley has 6 points, but also six rebounds, and three of them on the offensive end.
That's huge. Here's Akins in the lane. Can't get it to go. It's like there's a lid on there for Akins. Rebound loose on the floor. Both teams diving and scrambling. Jump ball. UV was trying to call a timeout. UV will get the ball back, though, on the jump ball opportunity.
There was a lot of bodies flying around on that loose ball. I love it. That's the way it should be.
Halftime score from the Delaware League Girls Championship game. South Courtright leading Stamford 25-18. Just trying to keep you updated on that. And again, our special sponsors, they all make it possible tonight. O'Connor Hospital in Delhi, A.O. Fox Tri-Town Campus, as well as Otigo Family Dental, Preferred Mutual Insurance in New Berlin, Jake's Deli in Otigo, and the Catalog Outlet in Unadilla.
For being a guy that came off the bench, they're asking Luke Lanigan to do some heavy lifting. Now he's on Drew Jackson.
Jackson to the right side of the floor, tries to take him to the rim, leaves it for Postma. Postma goes to the far side for Wyatt Gray. Back into the corner for Jackson, who's shadowed now by Akins. Wyatt Gray, they work it around the top of the world, back to the left side for Jackson. Eight on the shot clock. He's going to have to make a move. Pumps back out for Nichols, who fires up a three. It won't go, but he's fouled by Tyler Bruce. With 4:02 to go in the second quarter, it's UV 13, Delhi 8, and Bruce wants that one back.
Danny Nichols wanted it to go in for a four-point play.
It looked like it was going to for a minute.
We were right behind the shot.
So Nichols will step to the line. Heck of a soccer player for UV, and he's had some big minutes at times this year off the bench. But again, we've just said UV doesn't use their bench as much as most teams. First shot won't go for Nichols.
The rear three foul shots. You don't see it very often.
So a second shot coming here for Dylan Nichols. So the second one will head in here for Nichols. These are all big. If you can pick up some points here, you know, UV got off to a heck of a start. Delhi has kind of slowed it down since then. So the third shot will be coming for Nichols, but Delhi wants to take a timeout. We'll step away. 4:02 to go, second quarter. It's UV Boys leading Delhi 14-8. We'll be back on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. 4:02 to go in the second quarter. One of the big things about being here is they got the big Jumbotron. They're showing not only highlights of the game, but they're just showing some kids dancing over in the Delhi student section, little kids. And, boy, it's just fun having all those cameras here tonight. It's a great experience for the kids.
It's nice and open. You can get a great seat, great view of the game.
Third shot here for Nichols. He goes 1-for-3 at the line, and Delhi with a rebound for Alex Haight. Haight back across midfloor. The boys' MAC championship tonight. Nate Lowe, Israel Lorimer with you on WCDO. Pull-up jumper here for Connor Akins. It won't go. Rebound for Haight, and he's fouled. He's doing a little bit of everything, as you said, is rebounds, points. I mean, he's their leading scorer right now with six, and he'll have a chance here at the charity stripe. And foul is on Parker, I believe. So the foul there on Caleb Parker, his first. Here's our team foul situation. Delhi with 8, UV with 7. So that's really balanced out since the early going. So Haight will settle in, and boy, this place just got super quiet as he steps to the line. And this one is good. So Haight is up to 7 points now. He's really come into his own this year, and you can tell his game is just solid.
One of the ways to get back into a game if you're not playing particularly well is at the foul line. Got to make them.
Haight's second shot is off the back of the rim. That's the broadcaster's curse, we call it right there. And now UV will come up the floor. Ball is stripped. Postma, though, Johnny on the spot, is able to pick it up. His pass, though, back to Jackson was tipped. Brannigan gets called for a reach-in foul here. And the Delhi fans not pleased with 3:40 to go in the second quarter. That'll be on Brannigan, his third. That might be it for Brannigan for the rest of the first half, I would assume.
And
we'll see.
The interesting part in the bonus, you know, you're 95 or, you know, 85 feet away, and now Drew Jackson's taking two foul shots.
So Jackson will step to the line. He has a team-high 5 points. Make it six. So he settles in. Again, our special sponsors tonight include Patriot Masonry of Otego, Brown's Pharmacy, Quality Hardwoods and Twin Valley Finish Lumber, as well as Jetef House Building Supplies. Jackson's second shot won't go, out of bounds. UV couldn't get there to save it. Delhi will get the ball back. So Delhi has struggled to score here tonight, but they're still in this ball game, only trailing 15-9 with 3:40 to go in the second quarter. I can see now more how this game could have been 10-9 earlier in the year.
Yeah,
you can kind of see it.
It's really not far from it.
No. SK girls leading Stanford 40-23 at the end of the third quarter. That game started at 5:30 over at Delhi Tech. Speaking of the Bulldogs from Delhi, a shot from Haight won't go. He wanted some contact there and a foul, won't get it. UV with the rebound. Back up the floor for Parker, trying to take it coast to coast and lays it up and in. So Parker gets it to go for his first bucket of the night. And it's 17-9, and now a steal at midcourt by Gray. Here's Jackson down the right side of the floor, leaves it for Nichols. He wants to pump the brakes, gets double-teamed, knocked out of bounds, and it's going to stay with UV. With 3:07 to go in the second quarter, UV will hold on to the ball. So Reifenberg and Osborne, playing with those two fouls, are going to come back in. Big minutes from Nichols and Postma. Got to have a kudos for them for UV.
Oh, big hand, and they deserved it.
So UV will get the ball in for Andrew Jackson. 3 minutes to go before the halftime break. Jackson takes it down low, double-teamed, works it back out for Parker, who was wide open at the top of the key. He goes inside, kicks it back out for Jackson. Corner three's no good. Reifenberg, the rebound, lays it in. Reifenberg now with 5 points. Delhi wants to take a timeout and talk it over. 2:48 to go, second quarter. It's UV 19, Delhi 9. Biggest lead of the game here for the Storm. We'll be back on WCDO.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Out of the timeout, right down the floor for Delhi and Alex Haight. He's fouled as he got into the green paint heading to the basket. And he will head to the line. Going to be on Parker. That's the... his first. So the team foul situation, Delhi with 9, UV with 8, Haight to the line. He's the one who's kept it close here for the Bulldogs with 7 points. He's going to need to hit these here. This would be big if they could get a little run before the half. So Haight's shot is up and good. So he has 8 points. Again, a big thank you to the UV Booster Club and the DA Varsity Club for being special sponsors tonight. Always proud to support their kids, their school, their community. So Haight, second shot coming. And this one is up and good. Made those look easy. So Haight with 9 points. And how many boards does he have right now, Iz?
I've got 8.
Wow, what a first half for Alex Haight.
He's keeping them in it. Single-handedly.
2.5 to go, second quarter. UV 19, Delhi 11. Jackson is double-teamed and has to dribble out of his way. Back up to midcourt. Passes one to Gray. Back up to Parker, top of the key. Parker into the corner for Nichols, who's back in. And now we'll leave it for Jackson. Scoops down and under. Can't get it to go. Rebound for guess who? Alex Haight. He's looking to run up the floor. Haight to midcourt. Stops. Wants to set up the offense. Pulls up for a three. This would be big. draws nothing but air and out of bounds. Maybe a little gas there.
You know what? I'm okay with that shot, the way he's played.
You know, we talked about it a little bit, about, you know, different arena here. We'll keep it right here on this break. It's got to be a little tougher to shoot in here than your average high school gym.
Hey, listen, I played one in the arena when I was playing in high school. That is a different thing because it's out in space compared to most high school gyms. There's a wall 10 feet away from it. You got to get used to shooting. It feels like you're shooting in a cavern, but it's the same thing. You just got to get that stroke down.
We'll hear from Delhi boys head coach Warren Kelly during our halftime break. We heard from Matt Osborne in our pregame show. But again, special sponsors tonight include Waste Recovery Enterprises, as well as ACO Brands, Butler Auto Sales. Of course, we said the DA Varsity Club, as well as the UV Booster Club. The Unitigo Booster Club is sponsoring our game later tonight, as well as the BG Booster Club. And of course, Northern Eagle Redemption Center is one of our big sponsors tonight. That's over on Railroad Street in Oneonta, 6 cents there if you take your cans back. So again, Northern Eagle Redemption Center, a proud sponsor of our coverage here tonight as well. So we're keeping an eye on the Stack Girls Championship, the Norwich Girls taking on Owego, the Delaware League Championships. The girls game is in the fourth quarter now between South Courtright and Stanford. Busy night here.
Yeah, a lot of basketball going on. And fun time. You would think competitive games all the way around, too.
Cooperstown, who we follow here on CDL, they're up in Section 3. Their sectional tournament actually starts tonight. So keep an eye out for those scores later. I'll be posting them on Twitter. Left side of the floor now for Caleb Parker, out of the timeout. And they'll go to Jackson on the left side of the floor. Jackson will go for Wyatt Gray, pulls up for three, in and out, was halfway down, pop three, rebound for Delaware Academy. Diego Aguero was able to rip it off the boards. Here's Akins, will now find Haight, back to Akins, still looking for his first points. Is this it? A three ball swirls around the bowl but won't get flushed down. Back out for Akins, wants to take it to the rim and gets it to go. Good second chance effort there from Akins, and he'll score to make it 19-13. So again, DA won't quit. Minute 30 to go in this second quarter. They'll go with some full court pressure. UB beats it easily this time to midcourt for Parker. Parker gets it right back to Jackson, who has 6 points. Jackson gets in the paint, tosses it up, in and out, second chance won't go, out of bounds, stays with the Storm. Boy, that ball has gone down on both ends here the last few trips and just won't go.
Yeah, that was halfway in again.
UV with a little alley-oop on the inbounds. Delhi had to know that was coming, but they couldn't stop the leaper there, Levi Reifenberg, who now has 7 points. No dunk or anything, just went up and laid it in.
I think he could have.
Boy, he can jump.
Oh, man. It's quick, too. He gets off the ground fast.
UV 21, Delhi 13. 1 minute to go before the halftime break. Here's Connor Akins. We'll go to Mike Griswold. It's been a competitive and fun first half. A little bit low scoring. Delhi has struggled to shoot. Here is Alex Haight trying to remedy that. His shot won't go. Clanks off the back of the rim. Rebound for Jackson. Jackson up the floor on the left side. Front of the scorer's table. And now across midcourt. Shot clock's at 25, game clock's at 35. So we wind up towards halftime. Here is Reifenberg. We'll work it back out for Wyatt Gray. Gray into the corner now for Jackson. Comes off a screen, fires. No. Reifenberg, a rebound. Boy, he jumped out. Goes to Gray. His three ball won't go. Another rebound for Reifenberg. Third chance opportunity won't go. And finally, Haight will take it away. I swear, it looks like Reifenberg is levitating up there sometimes. 10 seconds left. Here comes Akins down the left side. Akins with 5. Pulls it out. Is he aware of the clock? Has to look up. Goes to Griswold. They'll fire one up, and it's well short. I don't think they knew how much time was left, and our halftime score is 21-13. So a hard-fought first half by both of these teams. Delhi still in it, but they have some work to do here. Before we go to break, let's talk over some stats. I'll go through the points, and then we can see what else sticks out to us. It's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. It's brought to you, of course, by Marabito. When you use your Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Marabito. Call them at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. First for UV, 7 points, I should say, for Levi Reifenberg, followed by 6 from Andrew Jackson, 3 from Wyatt Gray, 2 from Cameron Osborne, 2 from Caleb Parker, and 1 from Dylan Nichols. On the other side for Delhi, 9 points from Alex Haight, and then two apiece from Connor Akins and Luke Brannigan. What sticks out for you here is?
Well, a couple things. Alex Hates just playing a great game for the Bulldogs, and he has 10 rebounds, 9 points in the first half. They're going to have to get something out of Connor Akins, though, if they're going to want to win this basketball game. That's all there is to it. And some other spots, too. I think you see Rick LaRoche could do a good job inside and get a couple of points. They need to keep pressing the boards, and they need to talk about just taking your shots. We're where we want to be. This game is not out of hand. They're not down by 20 or anything like that. They're down 8 points. They come out and get a good steal, get a good possession, force them to take a timeout. That's something you want to talk to over at halftime. And on the other side, the fouls stick out to me. Levi Reifenberg and Cameron Osborne with them, but I will give Timmy Foster, number 30, and Dylan Nichols a big pat on the back because they did a great job, and they played a lot of minutes, and they usually don't.
Right.
And this is a big time to stick them out there on the floor.
Yeah, they both came in a big moment and got it done. And like you said, on the other side, Alex Haight really carrying the load for Delhi.
He's doing a real nice job. He's very active on the boards. I mean, he's not particularly big compared to the UV guys. He's just in the right spot. He's going to the board, and he's going hard. They just got to get some other looks for some other guys. And that's what they'll talk about at halftime. That's why halftimes are great.
For our Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report, remember, you can use your Morabito Rewards Plus card, and you'll save instantly right at the pump. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll hear from Delhi head coach Warren Kelly. We'll be back with the start of the second half coming up here on WCDO.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Getting in a car accident is bad enough. Dealing with the hassles and insurance details can be overwhelming. That's why folks in the Tri-County area rely on Sydney Auto Body after an accident. Hi, Mike Lang here. Did you know Sydney Auto Body has repaired vehicles for over 55 years? We will provide expert workmanship and work closely with your insurance company to make it easier on you. Customer satisfaction is our number one priority. The accident is bad enough, so we do our best to give you a positive experience after the accident. So if you have an accident or hit a deer, tell your insurance company that you choose Sydney Auto Body. I think you'll be happy you did. Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
The Mac Boys Basketball Championship, Delhi taking on Unadilla Valley this year. Nate Law with you on WCDO Sports, and we're joined now by head coach of the Delaware Academy Bulldogs, Warren Kelly. Coach, I know it's a busy time, so thanks for the time.
Oh, no, thanks for having me.
First off, Coach, let's talk about your semifinal victory. Tough to see Walton again after you had just played them recently, but your guys got the job done. Walk away with a 66-44 victory. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. I really thought the players did a fantastic job taking on some adjustments that we wanted to make against Walton the second time we saw them. We made some tweaks to our defensive game plan, which was excellent to see our boys do a great job of executing them. And offensively, I think we did about the same job offensively as the first time, to be honest, but maybe we're just a little cleaner, fewer turnovers. But really, the key was our defense of trapping, and our rotations were pretty spot on for most of the night.
This team, the more I have seen them this year, the more I hear about them from other coaches, seems to pride itself on defense, being in your face, running up and down the floor, and it's a complete team effort. Is that something coming into the year that you knew about this group, or just something that personality has developed over the year?
A little bit of both.
You know, we lost a fantastic inside player in Nate Kraft, where we were able to feed him the ball quite a bit and get some easier baskets due to his ability to finish near the basket. And he scored over 1,000 points for his career, so he's a great scorer. And we do have some great inside players on this year's team, but they don't have as much experience scoring near the basket. So we thought that we have some great speed. And we tried to accentuate that speed by, you know, playing a little bit of an up-tempo game defensively as well as offensively, hoping to maybe get some advantages in the transition game when it comes to offense.
Speaking of your good defense, and we'll rewind to the last time you played Unadilla Valley, who you now play in the championship game, a low-scoring affair. You guys fall in that contest by 7, but, I mean, halftime it was 10-9, and I don't think people believe me when I said it. What was that game like, and how were you able to clog it up so much?
Well, it was a different game, that's for sure. The 10-9 halftime score was not expected. Both teams really just played tremendous defense. You know, we had some thoughts on what Uno Valley did well offensively and what they didn't do well offensively, and we tried to take those things that they like to do away from them. We were attempting to force them to do some things that they maybe weren't comfortable with. But I think they did a nice job against us as well with their defensive pressure and man, but they also did a nice job with their zone. So, you know, going into the next game here against Uno Valley, we're hoping to be consistent with our defensive effort and hopefully make it challenging for them to get good looks. I don't know if we can keep them to 10-9 halftime score, but I think we can do a good job. And we hope that we've made some offensive adjustments that allow us to score a few more points as well.
What did you learn in that first game? I know you just talked about it a little bit that you think might help this time around. It's certainly been a while since you played them, and I'm sure your team has grown and gotten a little better.
I think we learned that we can play with a team that we went into the season thinking that they were the defending section champs, and we wanted to see if we could beat them and take them out, essentially. And they were always on our mind in the off season, the players, the coaches. By playing them in a tough physical game and I think matching up with them fairly well, I think our kids believe after that game that even though we didn't win the game, we could have won the game if we'd just done a couple things differently. And despite the fact that we lost, I think they developed some confidence that Unadilla Valley, as fantastic a team as they are, we're a pretty darn good team too, and we can play with them, and you know, we believe we can beat them. So hopefully that confidence stays high.
Our last question with Delhi Boys head coach Warren Kelly. Coach, you've had a balanced group. You've had some guys step up. Is there anyone in particular that you would single out that's had a fantastic season, or has it just been a complete team effort the whole time?
Boy, it's been a lot of kids stepping up. I really don't think we could play the defense we play without having a lot of guys step up. And we've had some fantastic efforts, very, very good group of kids. And, you know, on any given night, you know, we might have different scores that are high scores, but we might get a huge burst defensively from rebounding or from steals from a kid that you maybe weren't even thinking about going in the game, having a big game for us. I don't know if it's worth singling anybody out. We've had some kids that got all-star recognition with Connor Akins and Alex Haight and Tyler Bruce, but certainly it's been a team effort to be where we are right now.
Delhi Boys head coach Warren Kelly, great to talk to you. Good luck in the championship game, and definitely looking forward to this one.
All right. Thank you very much, Nate.
This is Nate Law. We'll have the Delhi Bulldogs and the UV Storm. More action coming up on WCDO Sports.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otigo is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otigo today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturdays from 6 to 5, and Sundays from 6 to 1. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otigo.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Well, this will wrap up our Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, when you use your Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Morabito. UV Boys leading Delhi 21-13 at the half as we get set for the start of the third quarter. Nate Lowell, Israel Lormer with you on WCDO. And is any thoughts as we head into the third?
The end of the interview is exactly what Warren Kelly just said to his team. We're a good team. Go out there and play like it. Right at the end of that interview, yes, they're a good basketball team, but so are we. We worked hard. We do what we do. Okay, we got four losses on this season. We lost one game, and it was to them. Let's go out and play with some confidence. Let's go out and get some good shots and make sure we play good defense.
Norwich girls, an update on the SAC championship. They are ahead of Owego 47-29 at the half. So the Norwich girls, 18-1 coming into that game. The real deal. Again, they're ahead 47-29 at the half. And that Delaware League girls championship game will be wrapping up in just a few minutes, so we'll get you a final score from that game as well. Delhi now going left to right. They'll work it to the interior. Logan Akins is fouled by Cameron Osborne, which would be his third. Kind of a tough bang-bang play. That's going to be his third. And Matt Osborne, coach and dad, not pleased.
That's just a tough call. It's kind of a 50-50 ball, and he got there half a second late and gets the foul.
So that's his third. He'll have to be careful. Now a steal by Caleb Parker on the inbound. Gave it right back to Rich Lalash, who couldn't finish. And a rebound back out for Akins. Akins now left side. Connor for three. In and out. Rebound for Parker. It's loose on the floor. Reifenberg is there to suck it up and gather it back out to Andrew Jackson. Again, a low-scoring first half. UV leads 21-13. Started the third quarter here at Binghamton University. Parker right side. Now back to Jackson right side as UV goes right to left. Jackson pulls it back out. Bearcats logo at midcourt. High post foul line now for Reifenberg. Back out for Parker in the corner. Buries it. Rattles in a three. That's a big shot from Caleb Parker.
It is, and Delhi came out in 1-2-2 or 3-2 zone, and they were able to find the soft spot on the right wing and bury a three.
Here's Tyler Bruce. We'll work it for Logan Akins. Now back off to Alex Haight. Pull-up jumper. Got it. Haight now has a double-double officially, I believe, with those 10 rebounds in the first half. He's now got 11 points.
I concur.
And so across midcourt, here's Andrew Jackson. Goes to Gray. Skips across the top of the defense for Parker. Feeds it to the interior for Reifenberg. On the right low block, puts it up. Can't get it to go, but he is fouled. Delhi's working hard on defense, but just the length of UV's tough.
They almost got a steal down there. He picks it up, gets the foul, goes to the line for two.
So Reifenberg will settle in at the line. He had a tough physical game on Wednesday night against Green. I think I mentioned it earlier. Green has a ton of size, and not just height, but they're strong. I mean, even somebody like Nate Erickson, tough, strong kid, as you know from football season, and Reifenberg took some whacks down low, so I'm glad to see he's healthy for today.
Yeah, when I saw them play, they have 10 guys, and they don't lose any athleticism or speed or height, 10 guys deep.
Second shot for Reifenberg is good. He now has 8. And our final score from that the SK and Stanford championship game, South Courtright, wins 56-26, going to have a traveling violation here on Tyler Bruce, giving the ball back to UV. So that was the 12th trip for SK straight to their league championship. They've won 11 of 12. Unbelievable numbers over there.
Yeah, that's unheard of.
6:20 to go in the third quarter. UV leads 25-15. That three by Parker was huge. Parker on the right side of the floor will now go to Nichols. Nichols goes back to Parker, 6:05 to go. Third quarter, now for Gray in the corner. Across the top of the zone here for Jackson, and going to be a charge here on Jackson. Good job by Tyler Bruce to sacrifice the body there.
That's a good call. I think what they're going to do, they're going to start with Parker in there, and then Jackson's going to replace in that wing, and that's where that weak. It's a 3-2, essentially. One way up on the top, wings, and then they're on the blocks so that they can get it to the wing. It's going to be open for a shot.
5:55 to go in the third quarter. UV leads 25-15. Here is Haight. Fall-away jumper won't go. Lalash doing the work of a man with a rebound. Can't get it to go. But Haight's right there again to clean the glass and put it in.
He's having a great game.
He's got 13 points. UV leads 25-17. Delhi is just kind of staying in touch here. Hanging around. Parker, left side corner. Tries to go inside for Jackson. Stolen away by Lalash. Good defense. Now ahead for Logan Akins. Akins across the midcourt timeline in front of our broadcast position at midcourt. Leaves it back for Lalash and now into the hands of Ty Bruce. Bruce left side for Akins. The floater hit the side of the backboard. Reifenberg a rebound and he's fouled. It's 5:15 to go in the third quarter. UV leads 25-17. Foul's going to be on Lalash is who they give it to here. So they'll say it's the third on Lalash. Here's our team foul situation in the third quarter so far. Two fouls apiece for Delhi and at UV. Jackson across midcourt, looking for options. UV very deliberate, very slow on offense tonight, just kind of working it through the progression. Now they try to skip the defense, and Delhi read it that time beautifully. Logan Akins, left side of the floor, little jump stop. Ball ricochets around, it won't go before they got the shot off, and Jackson comes up with a loose ball. Jackson, right side, slows it down, goes back out for Gray. Now they'll slow it down, they go left side for Parker. Parker back to the top of the key. Into the right side baseline corner now for Gray. His pass to the interior is stolen by Haight. And now back up the floor for Connor Akins. Akins on the right side. Slowing it down. Wants to go to the interior. Akins lost it. Somehow sweeps it back up. Bounce pass for Haight. He's blocked out of there by Gray. Lalash goes up. He's hammered and fouled. With 4:22 to go in the third quarter. And this will send Lalash to the line. See who they get that one on is. Going to be on Parker. So Parker picks up his second foul, third on UV as a team. Storm leading 25-17. Again, our special sponsors tonight include SFCU, Chambers and O'Hara on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, the Amphenol Corporation, Bainbridge Coin Laundry, friends of Cliff Crouch, as well as Bob's Diner in Bainbridge, Payne's Cranes, and Bainbridge Memorial Works.
Rick Lalash is starting to assert himself a little on the boards, and they're going to need that. Misses the first foul shot, though.
Lalash settling in for his second shot. Taking his time. A lot of chatter from that UV student section. Lalash goes 0 for 2. That hurts. Back up the floor for Jackson, right side, as UV goes right to left here in the second half. Jackson will skip to Nichols, left side. Back to the top of the key now for Jackson. Jackson to Nichols. They just work it around. Jackson will walk to the right side, 15 on the shot clock. They seem content to choose some clock here. Jackson, right side, will get around Bruce. Bruce has been doing a good job on him. Now to Parker, high post for Nichols. Nichols tosses one up underhand, and Haight with a rebound. A long outlet pass ahead for Logan Akins. Akins wants to take it right to the rim. He's stripped by Jackson and a foul. Going to be the second on Jackson, who had none in the first half. Picks up two right here. And so it's on the floor with 3:45 to go in the third. And a timeout is taken by UV. So UV leads 25-17, 3:45 in a fast-moving third quarter. We'll be back on CDO.
When it comes to that brand new car, we'll make sure you get the loan terms you need without a lot of driving in circles. So if you want a car loan and not the runaround, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. You'll get the keys to the car you've been dreaming about. SFCU Banking. Easier. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA. Visit us online for membership and loans at sfcuonline.org.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
3:45 to go in the third quarter. UV boys lead 25-17. Out of the timeout, DA will have the ball here. Nate Lull, Israel Lorimer with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream tonight brought to you by SFCU. Delhi will look to get the ball in on the baseline. Akins will find Alex. Haight pump fakes. Works it back out. Logan finds Connor Akins. His three ball hits the side of the rim. No good. Logan Akins the rebound. For Ty Bruce, good backdoor pass for Connor Akins. A little alley-oop, and he gets it to go. Great lift there from Tyler Bruce. And Akins now with 4 points. Got to get him going, as you said earlier.
The Bulldogs are playing a lot more energy out of the zone, and they're getting good looks down there. I was going to say before, man, those open-ended trips, they're going to bite them, but they're starting to finish them, starting to get some finishes.
Jackson finds Gray. Back to Jackson into the corner now for Parker. Caleb Parker will work it back out for Jackson. For Nichols, who's played big-time minutes here tonight, most I've seen him play maybe this season, he goes up and is fouled, and we'll get to go to the line to shoot two. with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. UV 25, Delhi 19. Nichols will step to the line. Haight picks up his second foul. So Cameron Osborne with three, and then Jackson, Reifenberg, and Parker all with two fouls for UV. Nichols' first shot to go. Anybody on the other side in foul trouble for Delhi?
Yeah, Rick LaRoche has got two, Logan Akins with two, Tyler Bruce with two, and Alex Haight with two. And Luke Flanagan with three.
It's been a little bit of a foul party here tonight. Nichols, two big ones, gets it to go. Osborne's going to come back in. Nichols to the bench, but he did what he needed to do, and UV leads 27-19, 3 minutes to go in the third. So Bruce will walk it up the floor for Delhi. They need a little run here. As Haight gets around the screen, he's at the high post, goes for Connor Akins. Akins on a baseline drive, the floater from a tough angle, won't go. Rebound is loose on the floor, and Reifenberg somehow is able to hold on to it. Now to Jackson, gets across midcourt. UV was in this title game 2 years ago, lost to Delhi, lost to him in the semifinals last year at UV. Sure they want some revenge tonight. Jackson, left side, dials up a three, splash, got it. Drew Jackson with nine, and he wanted that one.
Got his feet set, nice swing all the way around, bang.
UV leads 30-19 with 2:15 to go in the third. Akins at the top of the key. That was fun watching that one on the replay board just a second ago. Ty Bruce will now leave it for Haight. Haight got stuck in a tough spot there. It goes back out for Akins. Back for Haight. Gets to the line and is fouled. So 2 minutes to go in the third, and the foul will be on Jackson. That's his third. He's going to have to be very careful now. So for having none in the first half, you thought he was in great shape, and now he's got three. He's coming out of the ball game, which is extremely rare, folks. I've done a lot of UV games this year, and they do not bring him out. Got to protect him in this game. Coach Osborne having some words with him on the far side.
Enjoy your talk with Coach Osborne.
Yeah. Delhi gets it in at the left low block. Pushing it up and in is Connor Akins. Tough second effort, and he gets that one to go. Nice job. 30-21. Delhi fans trying to rally the troops here late in the third quarter. Live from Binghamton University tonight, it's the MAC Boys Basketball Championship. Girls will be following this at 8. We'll have that for you as well on CDO. That game is BG and Unitego.
If you're the Bulldogs, now's the time with your run. You got Jackson on the sidelines.
UV will work it down low to Reifenberg at the left low block. He's fouled and will head to the line with a minute and a half to go in the third. Reifenberg with 8 points. So as you said, on the bench right now, Andrew Jackson with those three fouls. This is Delhi's chance if they want to try to jump back into this game. First shot coming for Reifenberg. Rattles in, hit the rim four times before it went down. Reifenberg now with nine.
Doesn't matter how pretty it is. Just got to go in.
Second shot, Reifenberg, good. So he has 10. So Reifenberg with 10, Jackson with 9 to lead UV. On the other side, 13 for Haight and 6 for Connor Akins for DA. Here's Tyler Bruce, left side. Delhi looking to set it up with a minute 20 to go, third quarter. Brannigan's back in the game. Feeds it to Ty Bruce. His shot falling away at the right low block won't go. Reifenberg another rebound. And Gray will look to work it up the floor. Gray goes to Parker. Parker left side, back to Gray. UV content to chew it up here a little bit with a minute to go in the third. Parker at the top of the key. Now goes back to Gray. Gray to Parker. 10 on the shot clock, stolen away here by Haight. Haight down the right side of the floor. Stops, pops for a 15-footer. It won't go. Rebound for Cameron Osborne. Osborne will dish one off ahead for Parker. 40 seconds to go in the third. UV leads 32-21. Gray on the right side. Almost had it stolen away. Into the corner now for Nichols. Avoids the double team. Somehow dribbles his way out of it. Then blocked out of bounds by Haight. He saw that one coming and sent it into the UV student section.
He's just filling up the stat sheet tonight, Mr. Haight.
Inbounds pass. They tried that lob to Reifenberg. No good. Haight will scoop it up. Lost it, though. Reifenberg is there. They'll say he pushed off. And that's a foul with 26 seconds left in the third. That's three on Reifenberg. So UV 32, Delhi 21. Postma's going to have to come back in Jackson with three, Reifenberg with three, Osborne with three. That's tough right now for UV.
It's kind of what we talked about on the way here, and then in the pregame, could they stay out of trouble? And we'll see. You know, end of the third quarter here with three, you're okay. But four and then out of the game, that's a tough scenario for the UV Storm.
Still lots of time left for Delhi, but the hole is still big, 32-21. Ty Bruce cuts into it here, slices in a shot, and it's 32-23. First bucket of the night for Ty Bruce. 10 seconds left, UV up the floor. They go to Nichols. Nichols right side, double team, lost it to Brannigan. 3 seconds left. Here's Brannigan taking it right to the rim, and he's fouled with exactly 1 second left by Wyatt Gray. So Wyatt Gray now with two fouls. Smart move, heady move there by Brannigan. He knew time was low, took it to the rim, tried to get the contact.
The other thing is UV is, so Delhi will be in the bonus now because that's 17 fouls on UV. So they're going to do the whole fourth quarter in the bonus.
Brannigan to the line, no good. Boy, foul shooting has hurt Delhi here tonight, especially when points are this valuable, this precious. And you're trying to get some while the clock is stopped.
The background's different, man. It takes a little while.
Second for Brannigan. Good. So only 1 second left. UV will try to toss one up for Parker. Didn't get it off in time. End of the third quarter. UV 32, Delhi 24. Fourth quarter coming up on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lowell, Israel Lormer with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Start of the fourth quarter, UV 32, Delhi 24 is, what can Delhi do to try to get back in this with 8 minutes left?
Keep playing solid defense. They've just got to take advantage of the shots they're getting down there. They're getting good shots. They're just not putting them down.
Jackson still on the bench with those three fouls. Here is Parker, feeds one back up to Gray. The subs are going to have to do it tonight here for UV if they want to hold on and win their first MAC championship in a couple of years. Now a steal away here from Delhi. Here's Alec Haight. Beautiful move, trying to go coast to coast. It won't go. Reifenberg the rebound. Did everything but finish. Reifenberg in good triple threat position. Now he's going to work his way out of it. Passes to half court for Wyatt Gray. Down low for Osborne, and his pass was not on target and sails out of bounds. Osborne had no prayer of catching that. Timeout taken here.
Tough angle.
Yeah, very
tough
angle. Just a tough
angle on that pass.
We'll step away. We're 30 seconds into the fourth quarter. It's UV 32, Delhi 24. We'll take a 30-second break and be right back on CDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that is second to none. Butler Auto Sales has the biggest selection of vehicles in the area on two lots in Sydney with almost every make and model available. And remember, guaranteed credit approval at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Shop online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. 7.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Everyone's doing the YMCA. UV is ahead 32-24. They're hoping to do the YMCA later tonight, maybe with a trophy.
Yeah, it's always fun to do the YMCA, man. It brings a smile on my face every time.
UV 32, Delhi 24.
This is a big trip for Delhi. They really need a basket. Get it to six. Feel like you've got some contact. Have a play, and then you get it to four. Make them take a timeout. That's what you're looking for. Just get a good shot, You know, keep getting those good shots. They're going to go in.
Bruce into the corner left side. Delhi needs to try to chip away at it one trip at a time. Bruce will find it. Logan Akins for three. Got it. That looked good the minute it left his hands. He gets that one to go, and there's some sort of a foul afterwards. We'll see what goes on here. Logan Akins with his first bucket of the game. It makes it 32-27. Delhi is hanging tough. Our special sponsors here tonight include NBT Bank, the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, Easy Fill Propane Pump Station for full janitorial services, Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi, as well as Pine Ridge Grocery and RC Sales Service and Towing in Sydney.
Full court pressure by the Bulldogs without Jackson out there. Going to be interesting to see how they do with the pressure.
Here is Parker to the right side. Wants to take it right to the rim. Strip. Ball out of bounds. Back to Delhi. Don't look now, folks, but the Bulldogs are back in it with just about 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and here comes Jackson. They need him on the floor.
For one reason, in my mind, just bringing the ball up and settling them in. They're rushing a little bit.
Three fouls on Andrew Jackson. We talked about it before the game. He's had some situations this year late in the game. They needed him on the floor. The fouls were tough. He's going to have to be smart here tonight.
Now the Storm switched to a 3-2.
Bulldogs with the ball left side here for Ty Bruce at the top of the key. Tries to feed it down low for Logan Akins. Back out for Hayes. Stolen away by Jackson. He makes an immediate impact, and then he's fouled. With 6:42 to go. UV 32, Delhi 27. Fans are into it here at the BU Event Center. It's going to be on Logan Akins. That's his third. Here's our team foul situation. Delhi with five, UV with seven. So the fouls could come into play here.
And because Jackson's on, Delhi backs up to a half-court set.
He just commands a lot of respect out there. Jackson across the Bearcats logo. Goes to the right side. We'll now find Gray. Gray back to Jackson. Splits through two defenders. Leaves it for Reifenberg. Out of contact. Works it back out for Parker left side. Parker skips one. Down low. Up and under for Osborne. It died on the side of the rim. Rebound for Lalash. And the lid is on the rim right now for UV with 6:15 to go. It's UV 32, Delhi 27. Pass to the high post through the legs there of Connor Akins. Ball is tied up. Lalash for Delhi and Osborne for UV. Jump ball leaves it here with the Bulldogs.
Delhi's got to secure the ball a little better. They're putting it in jeopardy. You got to take care of the ball. They're long. I understand that. Make good passes. Get good shots. They've been doing it all night, and then they'll make some.
So Delhi will get the ball in at midcourt. It goes off the fingertips there of Connor Akins. He goes into the backcourt. UV wanted a backcourt violation.
That's not a backcourt violation.
They won't get it. Akins takes it right to the rim and is fouled. Osborne is not pleased with that.
No possession in the front court. No possession. Tipped off his hand. Now he possesses it, and then it goes there, then it's backcourt.
That's what I automatically assumed. I wasn't expecting anything, and then I thought maybe I missed it because UV, the whole bench, losing their minds. Akins heads to the line. He was fouled as he took it to the rim there.
I didn't catch who it was on.
Akins' first shot is up and good. So Akins, he's had to work for all these points. He's got seven. We weren't sure who that one was on. We'll try to catch up with that. Akins settles in for his second shot. This one, good.
Shooter's got to keep shooting, man.
He's got eight, and it's 32-29. Believe it or not, the Bulldogs are in this game. 5:55 to go.
They've never been out of it.
Jackson right side. Goes into the corner. Here for Wyatt Gray. Back up for Parker. Steps in. Parker thought he was going to pull the trigger, but didn't. Body's flying everywhere. Goes back to Gray on the right side. We were shielded there from our view by the official for a minute. Shot wouldn't go. Back up the floor for Ty Bruce. Boy, he thought about pulling that three
sure
ball.
Did.
Instead goes to Hayes in the corner. His three is long. Akins with the rebound. Now he goes back out. Ty Bruce for a three. Left it short. Rebound for Jackson. I think Delhi would have exploded with excitement had that one gone in.
And then what about a timeout?
UV 32, Delhi 29. 5:10 to go, fourth quarter here in Binghamton. On the baseline, they leave it off for Reifenberg. He's fouled. Couldn't get the shot to go, and they'll step to the line. And UV could have used a three-point play opportunity right there, but he just didn't have enough mustard on it.
Lalash is fourth.
So Lalash now with four, as Izzy said. Nate Lowell, Israel Lormer with you tonight. Shot is up and good for Reifenberg. So he gets it to go. Student section for UV is right behind the basket they're shooting at. I see some of your BG guys in there.
I was going to say, they're joined by some of my students from Bainbridge Guilford.
Reifenberg can't get the second shot to go. It's all about who you're cheering for in a game like this. Reifenberg rifles one down to Wyatt Gray off the rebound, goes out of bounds.
He got a great rebound and then possessed the ball. Take care of the ball.
5 minutes left. UV 33, Delhi 29. This one's going to go down to the wire here in the MAC Championship for 2019.
That's why most coaches are bald right there, Nate.
Yeah. In the corner for Connor Akins. Way too much mustard on that one. And it's out of bounds. Last touch by UV, said the Zebra Crew. And it's going to stay with DA. And so Brannigan will look to get it in. He's on the baseline, feeds it to Lalage. He's immediately double-teamed, goes to the far side. Now back up top for Connor Akins. Delhi goes left to right. Left side for Bruce. We'll go to Brannigan. Brannigan on the baseline. We'll now go back to Bruce. Probably should have taken the shot. Instead, feeds it to Lalage. Intercepted and taken away by UV. Here comes Jackson in transition for Reifenberg. Ahead now for Gray, who lays it up. Reifenberg is there for the miss. He's blocked out of bounds. Gray missed the layup. Reifenberg was there, and then his shot was blocked with 4:20 to go in the fourth. It's UV 33, Delhi 29.
Connor Akins with a great block from behind.
On the baseline now for Gray. Gray needs to get it in, finds Jackson. This one has gotten physical. They'll say Jackson traveled with 4:20 left. UV 33, Delhi 29. I will say the courtside fans are especially fired up here next to our broadcast.
We got a couple extra officials to our left.
Yeah, this is everybody is pumped up.
Yeah. Everybody needs a whistle.
Left side now for Connor Akins. Back to the top for Ty Bruce. Back for Akins. He wants that three. Got this one. Huge three and a foul after the whistle. They're going to say the bucket counts, I believe. Yes, it does. Connor Akins now with 11, and there's a foul. So Lalage is whistled for the foul, and Lalage, that's his fifth.
Yeah, he's disqualified on that foul.
So Lalage, their starting big man at 6'4", just fouled out of the game. It was after a three-point make by Connor Akins. And so this is going to send Cameron Osborne to the line. UV 33, Delhi 32 with 4 minutes to go.
Nate, you don't see that every day.
No.
A three-point play and then come up here and shoot a one-on-one with no time off the clock.
And so first shot for Osborne is good. Osborne gets it to go, so he now has three. Second shot for Osborne, got it. Osborne now with four. Timeouts taken by UV. It's UV 35, Delhi 32. 4 minutes to go in the fourth. We'll be back on CDO.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household clean-out. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
4 minutes to go, fourth quarter, UV 35, Delhi 32. This is going to come down to the wire. This is fun.
We got the floss going on.
The Jumbotron is just great here.
Tequila.
Yeah, they're doing the fan cam. They got the tequila song going. This is a good night.
Here we go.
8 up the floor. Delhi trailing by 3. Takes it right to the rim. The Dr. J finger roll won't go. Jackson with a rebound. Just couldn't get it to go.
was a great take.
UV back up the floor here with Jackson, right side. Sets up the offense. Time is starting to get slim. UV's held the lead pretty much a majority of the game, up to as many as 11 at one point.
They've had it the whole game.
Right side now for Gray. Passing into the corner for Parker. Pump fakes on a three. 10 on the shot clock. Back out for Gray. They go to Jackson. Back to Gray. Steps in for a straightaway three. No good. Not enough spice. And hit off the front of the rim. Osborne got the rebound and was fouled. Let's see who it's on with 3:17 to go. UV 35, Delhi 32, the boys' MAC championship game. Foul's going to be on Diego Aguera. His first foul.
Osborne to the line, 1-1.
Let's see if he can shake that off. Looks like he got, you know, hit kind of under the eye there. He's able to hit the first shot. Osborne now with 5 points. The sophomore, the starter, coach's son, steps to the line for his second shot. UV leads 36-32. This one for Osborne is good.
Man, those are clutch.
Boy, cool, calm, and collected.
We might look back on those four foul shots right there in the 1-1, because if you miss the first one, you don't even get the second one.
UV 37, Delhi 32. Do the Bulldogs have it in them to pull off this comeback? Here's Connor Akins, left side. Akins steps back. 20 to go on the shot clock. We hit 3 minutes to go in the ball game. Ty Bruce leaves one for Brannigan in the paint. Kicks it out. Alex Haidt for three. Got it. Big time three ball there from Alex Haidt. He's got 16.
He has had some ball games.
37-35. Jackson down the floor. Lost control of the ball for a second, then regains it. Back to the top of the key for Gray. Gray back for Parker. They'll work it around with 2:35 to go. Parker into the corner again, left side. UV going right to left. They'll go to Jackson, who has 9 points. Back for Gray. Gray with a pull-up jumper. No, dumps it down low instead for Reifenberg, and he scores. Reifenberg with 13, and it's UV 39, Delhi 35.
Great pass. Drew the defender. Kick, easy hoop.
Straight up here for Ty Bruce. 2:10 to go. UV leading 39-35. They work it to the interior. Brannigan lost it. UV comes away. They needed that possession. Great defense by the Storm. 2 minutes to go. Jackson across midcourt. Finds Gray on the right side. Gray trying to shield off Bruce. Throws it into the corner. It was too tall. Jackson 6'3". Would have had to been about 6'10 to get that one. And it goes back to Delhi.
That was interesting. Jackson dribbles over half court, hands it off to Gray, who, you know, that's, as far as I'm concerned, that's not who you want to handle the ball right there. I want Jackson with the ball, spin it around a little bit, then maybe have him make a cut for a shot.
Minute 50 to go. UV leads 39-35. The boys' MAC championship. Here's Ty Bruce. NBA range three. No good off the front of the rim. Rebound brought down by Akins. Off his hands, out of bounds, back to UV. A gutsy shot there from Bruce, but it was deep.
It was almost in, too.
So Jackson will work it up with a minute 40 to go. The Storm trying to settle in.
Man, do the Bulldogs need to stop here.
Storm can smell it. They want this championship. They work it into the corner. Lost control of it. Steal here by Tyler Bruce. Bruce back down the floor, off the glass. A lot of contact. Can't get it to go. Out of bounds, back to UV. Bruce is laying on the floor, but no call with a minute 20 to go in the fourth.
Not a lot of contact there. I think that's a good no call.
UV will get it in. Jackson with the ball. We'll look to bring it up the floor. Right side for Parker. Timeout taken here by UV with a minute 15 to go. We'll step away for 30 seconds. UV 39, Delhi 35. UV boys looking for their first MAC championship since the 2013-2014 season. We'll talk more about that when we come back on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and World worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
A minute 15 to go in the fourth quarter. UV boys leading 39-35, and this is just the start of it tonight. We'll have the BG and Unitigo girls tipping off right around 8 o'clock. Nate Lull, Israel Lormer with you tonight on CDO. This is one game almost down and another great one to go.
Can't wait. Oh, the first Unitigo BG game was a whale of a game at Bainbridge Guilford. Can't wait to see that rematch. As we get into this, 1:15 remains. We're both in the bonus. Delhi has to get a stop here. Go up and try to score, and then you can play some defense. You might have to foul them, but right now you got to dig in and play some D. 30 on the shot clock.
Biggest possession of the game so far right here. They get it into Andrew Jackson as we come up on a minute 10 to go.
They go back to man-to-man. Trap coming.
UV 39, Delhi 35. Can UV handle the ball? Here's Jackson left side. Jackson feeds it over to Parker. Wants to take it right to the rim. It's good. Parker now with 7 points. It was wide open, and he took it. UV leads 41-35. 50 seconds to go.
Great pass by Jackson.
Ty Bruce left side. Back for Akins. Now to Bruce. Straight away for Akins. UV just all that length at the top of the zone. It's hard to shoot. 40 seconds. 15 on the shot clock. Bruce tries to take it to the rim. Tosses it up. It's no good. Haight with a rebound. He's fouled. Haight was in the right place at the right time. Tried the old tip drill. Got hit on the arm with 34 seconds left. It's UV 41, Delhi 35.
His 13th rebound.
So a double-double easily for Alex Haight here.
When you're in this situation, clock is stopped, and you can keep scoring. That's what needs to happen for him. Shot clock is off.
So Haight will settle in. First shot for Haight, no good. Too strong.
He's got to try to make this, and then you have to foul. Make him put it in, make him get it over half court, foul.
Haight settling in, second shot coming. Again, 34.7 seconds left. UV 41, Delhi 35. It's been a valiant effort to come back here for the Bulldogs, but is it too little too late? Haight goes 0 for 2, rebound for Reifenberg. Back up the floor for Jackson. Now to Parker. Parker ahead for Osborne, and he's fouled from behind with 27 seconds left. And he'll head to the line, and he got mugged. 27 seconds to go. UV again leading 41-35, trying to win their first MAC championship since the 2013-2014 season. So Osborne will head to the line. Good balance scoring tonight for UV. Reifenberg 13, Jackson with 9, Osborne with 6, Caleb Parker with 7. Timeout is taken here by UV. We'll step away with 27 seconds left. UV 41, Delhi 35. We'll be back with a conclusion on CDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
27.7 seconds to go. UV boys leading Delhi 41-35 in the MAC championship. Cameron Osborne to the line, shooting 2 for the Storm. First shot rattles in and out. So not an impossible task here for Delhi, but certainly a tough one.
They got to get a quick shot up there. Go up, score, call a timeout, set your D.
Osborne's second shot, no good. Rebound for guess who? Alex Haight. Here they go. Haight down the floor, finds Ty Bruce. Bruce goes back to Connor Akins. Akins straight away, 3, got it. Akins with 14. Delhi takes the timeout with 17 seconds left. Huge 3-ball there for Akins, and it's UV 41, Delhi 38. And, wow, a timeout taken. Let's keep it right here. What a gutsy shot there from Akins.
That's what you got to do, though. It gives you a chance for a rebound, but you got to put the ball up because you got to score. Set your defense. Talk about your trap. Talk about what you want to do defensively after it gets in. Talk about where you want to foul and maybe who you want to foul. I don't know if Drew Jackson's a great guy to foul, but he's probably the guy who's going to have the ball. We're really in a double bonus here for both teams, so it's going to be 2 shots, no 1-1. So somebody would have to miss two up here. UV is going to hopefully try to push this out to make it a, if they get to the line, to a two-possession game. Delhi needs to get a steal or get a tip or something along those lines. And again, quick shot.
Some of our special sponsors tonight include the Catalog Outlet, Jake's Deli of Otigo, Preferred Mutual Insurance, Quality Hardwoods and Twin Valley Finished Lumber, Jessup Howe's Building Supplies, of course, Waste Recovery Enterprises. Our sponsors all season for all our social media includes NYCM Insurance of Edmiston, as well as the Delaware National Bank of Delhi.
Looks like Delhi's going to take the guy on the inbounder off and double Jackson so he doesn't get the ball. That's what they're trying to do, at least.
UV 41, Delhi 38.
They got Brannigan and Connor Akins shadowing number one, but they get it to him anyways.
Here is Gray in the backcourt. Gray goes to Jackson. Time is down to 13 seconds left. UV gets across midcourt, and Gray is fouled with 10 seconds left. So UV 41, Delhi 38. Wyatt Gray, the senior with 3 points, will step to the line.
Step to the line for the first time tonight.
So Gray will settle in to shoot two, and this could go a long way to a championship possibility here for the Storm. Gray's first shot off the back of the rim, no good. Delhi still with a chance here. Unbelievable.
Get up and take a quick shot again.
Gray's second shot is no good. A rebound, Delhi comes away with it. Here's Connor Akins, 9 seconds left. Akins down the right side of the floor. Akins, the senior, is double-teamed with 3 seconds left. He tosses one up and is fouled with 3.1 to go. That was on Gray. It was well before he shot the ball. So let's see. Who are they going to give it to? Jackson, his fourth. Or is it his fifth? So Jackson is going to be whistled for the foul here with 3.1. So they are. They're going to say it's on Jackson, who has five. Jackson fouls out with 3.1 seconds left. This sends Connor Akins to the line. Again, UV leads 41-38.
Not an awful foul because he can only score two here. You score one, probably call a timeout and talk about what you want to do.
Akins' first shot is good. Akins now with 15, and a timeout is taken by UV with 3.1 seconds left. UV 41, Delhi 39. We'll be right back with the exciting conclusion on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
3.1 seconds left. It's going to come down to this. UV boys leading by two, 41-39. Delhi will be at the line. They're going to have to try the old intentional miss. What do you think?
But shoot it and try to miss it. Don't try to crank it off the front of the rim. I think people overthink this. Shoot it, like shoot it to the right or shoot it to the left. Talk about that. No, I'm going to try to shoot it to the right. Put your better defenders or your better rebounders on that side.
And it has to hit the rim, correct?
It has to hit the rim. It can't just hit the backboard.
You see those guys all the time, they just rifle it off the glass.
Yeah.
Got to hit the rim.
This is not something you practice a lot. You should,
yeah.
A little, at least.
So
you might only use it two or three times a year.
Right, sure. Akins to the line. Let's see what they do. It's UV 41, Delhi 39, 3 seconds left. He hits the rim. Reifenberg gets the rebound. Is time going to run out? We'll have a stoppage with 0.4 left. Reifenberg's going to go to the line. So we'll see how much time they're going to put up on the board. Either way, Reifenberg's going to get the shoot. And this could put the game away here for UV. They lead by two. With the MAC championship on the line. I mean, it would take a Hail Mary for Delhi to try to hit something. Reifenberg's first shot, no good. There's still a glimmer of hope here.
I don't know if you can catch and shoot it with .4. I think it's .3, but I think .4, man, you'd have to catch and shoot it real quick.
Reifenberg's second shot. This could at least preserve the tie. He gets it to go. Reifenberg has 14. Delhi's going to have to try to get it in. They go to Ty Bruce. A full court heave. Comes up short. It's 42-39. UV is your 2019 MAC champion. Compiling out onto the floor. A championship victory for a crew that certainly deserves it. Jackson, Reifenberg, you got to feel good for those guys. Wyatt Gray came up their sophomore year. Drew Jackson came up his freshman year and finally gets that MAC championship. But what an effort here by Delhi tonight. Great
game. How about
game.
Them Bulldogs, man? No fighting those no quitting those Bulldogs. All kinds of fight.
We'll take a break. Post-game show coming up. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, all-purpose. UV 42, Delhi 39. UV is the boys' MAC champions this year. We'll be back on CDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Nate Lowe, Israel Lormer with you on WCDO. Our final score, 42-39, UV defeating Delhi. What a game here is. This was great.
Yeah, I give a lot of credit to the Delhi Bulldogs. They didn't have their A game tonight. They kept grinding and got it down to three a couple of times. Just a great fight in them. Storm did a great job just keeping that lead, staying composed, even though they switched defenses. Great basketball game, as we expected.
Yeah, just a great back-and-forth game. Let's go through our scoring summary. First, for Unadilla Valley, a team-high 14 points from Levi Reifenberg, 9 from Andrew Jackson, 7 from Caleb Parker, 6 from Cameron Osborne, 3 apiece from Dylan Nichols and from Wyatt Gray. On the other side for Delhi, 16 points at the game-high from Alex Tate, 15 from Connor Akins, 3 from Luke Brannigan, 3 from Logan Akins, and 2 from Ty Bruce. And Israel, you'll have some other stats for us here tonight.
Yeah, Alex Tate just jumps off here. So he has 14 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 block, 5 steals. Just filled up the stat sheet tonight. Levi Reifenberg with 9 rebounds. Drew Jackson with 6 steals. Just a nice night for those seniors over there on the UV Storm.
Let's get into our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award brought to you by NBT Bank. Putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We're giving that to Levi Reifenberg tonight. 14 points, made some big buckets when it counted for the Storm.
7 for 11 from the line, too.
UV is out at midcourt getting their championship plaque, and congratulations to the Storm as we come up on our Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. We'll give that to Andrew Jackson tonight. Yeah, only 9 points, but his defense was great all night long.
Yeah, 6 steals. Had also added a bunch of defensive rebounds, 5 to be precise. just, and he did a great job with the ball, keeping it out of Delhi's hands.
Lastly, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. Easy choice here tonight. Delhi's Alex Haight with the double-double. He was huge.
Yeah, he had a double-double, what, 1 minute into the second half, getting there with the rebounds first, which usually don't see that. That usually comes second. Also, five steals. He just did a great job. He was all over the boards. There was a couple other spots where he almost got some steals, loose balls, things like that. Did a great job.
Our final score, 42-39. The UB boys, congratulations, beating Delhi for the 2019 MAC Championship. We'll take a small break, but we'll be right back with our Butler Auto pregame show. Unitego girls and BG, it's going to be a classic.
Oh, I can't wait. There's a big smile on my face. I know you can't see it through the radio, but it was just a whale of a game. We were both there. I was working the table. You were calling it. What a great game. I can't wait to see it again. Just two really good basketball teams with really good athletes playing at a high level.
We'll be back with our pregame show. We'll hear from both Coach Conway and Coach Z during that game. Again, it's 42-39. UB defeats Delhi for the Boys MAC Championship. Girls game coming up. See you in a few. For Israel Lormer, I'm Nate Lull on WCDO.
Great music, informative news, and local information. Your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO. AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
You can go. You can stop.